It's Wednesday Eats and Beats on First Take. And so we're always looking for something food or drink related. And then we learned that the Denver International Airport has an upcoming exhibit called Colorado on Tap. So we called on the DIA Art and Culture Program Manager, Chris Stevens, who joins us here at Studio Flow at KUVO. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
The Art and Culture Program at DIA, exceptional for a couple of reasons, but first, you're wearing a blue Mustang lapel pin, and we have to ask, that predated you. You weren't involved
in that. It
did.
I was not involved. I have definitely a lot of admiration for the blue Mustang. I wasn't around for that whole long story, but I'm certainly glad to be a part of it now.
The story continues.
Oh, the story always continues with that one. You couldn't write that story and have people believe it.
That's right, but we do because we drive by it whenever we go to the airport. Now, first, the Arts and Culture Program, you've got to, cover all the walls and fill all the big open spaces. So I'm thinking, you've got the great statue of the Public Works Director. He's standing there holding the thing, and he's got his Bill Smith.
I think that's right,
Bill Smith. You've got Jeppesen.
Right.
Standing by the propeller. Is that him standing by?
Correct. Out in the middle of the Great Hall.
And then there's always, sadly, Departure of the Fountains. Love the fountains. Is that part of your role to keep the Great Hall filled?
Yeah, the fountain was part of the original public artworks that were commissioned as part of the building of the airport.
It was cool.
It had some issues, and so finally it had to be de-accessed. But we do like to use that Great Hall to focus on art. So we've done a lot of temporary exhibits right there in the middle of the Great Hall, including most recently we had a 16-foot papier-mâché dragon out there that was very popular. Kids love that one. Brightly colored. That was a fun one. So, yeah, we like to program that Great Hall and do some fun things in there.
The beaded Volkswagen Bug from Mexico was right there in the Great Hall.
Yeah, that was that, again, predated me, but what a great, great exhibit.
Oh, well, you've got a great job then in terms of all the public art there. If we go to Concourse A, which is my little secret way to get where I'm trying to go, for KUVO listeners, I'll share this with you. Take Concourse A, walk over the bridge. It's faster than the train in most cases.
It's generally, yes, it is faster, but you also have great stuff to look at because you walk through what's called Ansbacher Hall. That's the long hallway that leads to that A-gate security, and that's one of the areas that we program on a regular basis with temporary exhibits. In fact, the one we're going to talk about, that's where it will be housed. A lot of people don't know that's Ansbacher Hall, so as you walk through, now you'll know what that actual hall is called. But again, it's one of the areas that we program on a regular basis with ongoing exhibits.
I recall seeing guitars.
Right.
From Red Rocks.
We did a Red Rocks exhibit, had a bunch of autographed guitars. And then most recently, in fact, we just deinstalled this one a couple of days ago, and we had a big glass exhibit that we tied to the Chihuly exhibit out at the Botanic Gardens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that one came down to make room for the one that we're about to talk about today.
Chris Stevens is DIA Art and Culture Program Manager. The new exhibit coming up next week, I guess, is called Colorado on Tap. We never hesitate to remind people here on the Front Range of Colorado, we are the Napa Valley of beer.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up because it was in my notes to make sure I threw that out there. Yeah. So yeah, we're known as certainly the Napa Valley of beers. And one of the things I try to remind myself is we are the art and culture program, and craft beer has become such an important part of the Denver and the Front Range culture that we thought it was a great idea to put together an exhibit that focuses on that creative side of craft beer industry.
Well, it's squeezed down to a little label on the beer, but there's a lot of creativity and pretty good art that goes into those labels.
And that's one of the things that we will show off is everything from the labels, and you're right, the creative graphic design that goes into the labels, but creative glassware, growlers, tap handles. That's one area where a lot of people have gotten very creative is, handcrafted tap handles. Again, when you're sitting at a bar or a brew pub, you want that tap handle to stand out. And so people have gotten very creative with those.
I would have missed that. It's almost like a stick shift on your Mustang. you want a tap handle that says,
Who you are. Yeah, it's your brand. It shows off who you are. It tells you a little bit about people about you before maybe they've even had your beer.
And you've got some people working with you, I guess the Brewers Guild and even Creative Industries that designates creative districts.
One of our partners is Colorado Creative Industries. As I mentioned, the craft beer industry has become a very important part of the Colorado economy, particularly the creative economy. And that goes beyond just the brewers. I mean, obviously they're artisans in themselves, but there's also industries that have grown out of that. We have over 20 hops growers here in Colorado. We have people that are making handmade brew kettles that are, you know, providing these to the different brewers. So there's a lot of creative industries that have gone into craft beer that are beyond just the brewers themselves. And so that's what the exhibit will focus on.
You have a pretty cool playground.
I have a very wide canvas, that's for sure.
Do you have like square feet as a gallery manager? I'm just going to start considering you sort of a gallery manager. You got a lot of space to fill.
In a way, that really
in.
Is. You know, with us being one of the first impressions that people will get on Denver and really even Colorado, we want to show off the great artistic industry that we have and the artistic community that we have here in Colorado. And so it does allow us some creativity. We have several traditional spaces that we program for art. But then we've also looked at non-traditional spaces. So we've got a gallery, we've got Ansbacher Hall, we've got several other spaces, but we've done things on top of the baggage claim area. Like right now we have the bikes, the art bikes that are that we tied into the ProCycle Challenge.
Okay.
Those are on top of our baggage claim. We have done projections at the end of the elevator bays. We had roaming performers out in the concourses. So, you know, it's allowed us, like you said, I have a big canvas that we can play with out there. And it is fun. It's daunting at times, but it's been a lot of fun so far.
Eats and Beats Wednesday. We're talking about the upcoming exhibit at Ansbacher Hall. This is on your way to or from Concourse A, Colorado on Tap, the state of brew culture. Our guest, Chris Stevens, DIA Art and Culture Program Manager. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, great to be here.